Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I've heard of cruises, all kinds of different cruises, all kinds of different vacation cruises and things that are offered by travel agencies. On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is a travel agency that offered something called the Wonderful World of Women Cruise. Now, we had some complaints from Mr. and Mrs. William Kiesling, who said that their daughter, an 18-year-old freshman at USC, booked passage on this Wonderful World of Women cruise, and this turned out to be some kind of a cruise for lesbians. And we bring on the line with us here from her office in Laguna Beach, Colleen Kristen Brewster. Was this a lesbian cruise?
Phil, the Wonderful World of Women cruise was a cruise for straight women who were bi-curious, and that is a term used by people to indicate people who are curious, especially women that are curious about the lesbian lifestyle. I was reading some magazine articles last year, and I noticed that Anne Heche, Julie Cypher, and a number of other women had been in relationships with men, and they had decided to forego their relationships with men and become lesbians or be involved in a lesbian relationship. And I thought it looked really interesting. And I'm told by a lot of people that it's very liberating for a woman to have that option. We live in a time where women are getting perhaps, I guess, a little bored or just tired of the same old thing and tired of being in a world of men where maybe they aren't treated as well. The Wonderful World of Women cruise is still in existence, Phil.
So this is a cruise you still have?
Yeah, we still have it because it sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds like it's something that women really, really want to do. And they really, really think they'd enjoy it.
Well, you bring up Anne Heche and Julie Cypher, who was with the Melissa Etheridge and the woman who was married to Martina Navratilova. I don't have her name. Do you have her name?
I don't know. She was married to a man. She was straight. And she looked at all the fun that a lot of lesbians have, being with women, communicating in a world of women, in a world of understanding and sensitivity. I think for any woman who is dissatisfied with her life, at least taking a look at the lesbian lifestyle is something that they owe to themselves. And I'll tell you something else, Phil. I think a lot of young women who are exploring their sexuality would really do themselves a world of good if they took our Wonderful World of Women cruise, expose themselves to a lesbian lifestyle.
Okay, now you're getting into an area that this is exactly what these parents were talking about. Their 18-year-old daughter goes on this Wonderful World of Women cruise, and you encourage young women.
She's an adult. She's legally an adult.
No, I know she's legally an adult, but it's still a woman who may be in her formative stages in terms of her interests. You know what I'm saying?
No, I really don't know what you're saying. I don't see why it is a woman can't experiment and be a part of the lesbian lifestyle if she so chooses. A lot of women are doing it. Anne Heche, Julie Cypher, Lois Johnson, Mary Kopechia, Dolores.
Now, I don't know who any of these women are.
These are all women that were involved with straight celebrity husbands or straight husbands. They traditionally had straight sex, generally involved with families, children, and they decided it might be fun to try something out. They went on our Wonderful World of Women cruise, and they really, really enjoy it, and they are enjoying a very fulfilling lesbian lifestyle.
Okay, now the women you just mentioned, are they celebrities?
No, Mary Kopechian isn't. And
who is she?
Just one of the women that was on our cruise.
Okay, so now what you've done is you've just said that this woman who was on your cruise has gone lesbian.
Well, I think it's important for other women to know the courage of these women and to know that it's really a lot of fun, Phil. That's the thing I want to underline. It really doesn't take courage so much as a willingness to have a lot of fun. I was on our cruise last June. I don't participate in lesbian sex because my sex life is completely satisfactory and I know how to live with men. But some women don't get men and can't handle them. And so to them I say, the Wonderful World of Women cruise where you will be exposed to varying gradations and varying degrees and intensities of lesbianism is really going to be a lot of fun. Different lifestyles, butch, slick, little boy, big daddy, all of us.
Okay, this is into an area that maybe, you know, as I say, we've got a lot of parents out there that might not think it's appropriate for their daughters.
Well, I'm not talking to the parents. I'm talking directly to the daughters. If you really, really want to have a lot of fun, you'll book some time on our wonderful World of Women cruise. It's all the rage. Cuffs were in the 70s. Stripes were in the 80s. The shag cut was hip in the 90s. And the lesbo thing is in for the year 2001. Lesbianism is here for all women that can't handle men. And I really think...
All right. Is this strictly for...
No, but Phil, I really think it's for all women.
Even women that can handle men?
All women. It's really, really fun. And I've had so many women write to me after our cruise saying, you know what? I never realized how unfulfilled I was until I went on the wonderful World of Women cruise and met Stevie. And Stevie...
Okay, now, again, you're reading confidential...
I'm sorry. It's just a letter that I got.
Well, all right. Who's Stevie?
Stevie was one of the lesbians. And this is Mary Kopeckian wrote me this letter. She lives in Rapid City, Iowa. She is...
Okay, you're doing something here that's called outing.
Uh-huh.
Okay, do you know what that is?
No.
That's when somebody is gay and they maybe don't want everybody to know it, and then you say it anyway?
Well, why wouldn't she want everybody to know it? She was having the most fun of any girl. She put on some football shorts, and they were tossing a Nerf football around the deck, and then they all jumped into the spa, and it was rock and roll all night. I think that Mary Kopeckian of Rapid City, Iowa, is an example to all straight women. You can become a lesbian and really enjoy your life.
All right, again, this is called outing.
Well, as soon as Mary tells her husband, she's going to...
Okay, so she hasn't even told her. This is what I'm talking about. You can't out.
Well, she said Stevie made her howl like there was no tomorrow, so...
Okay, hold on. 1-800-449-8686 is the number. You got to get on the phone here, Chris, and tell her that a lot of this information she's giving is going to get her in trouble. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Wonderful World of Women cruise. Straight women going lesbian.
Uh-huh.
Where did you get this idea?
Again, Phil, I saw how much fun Anne Heche was having. I saw how much fun Julie Cypher had. I saw how much fun that big blonde that hangs out with Martina Navratilova is having. I realized that a lot of women were not like me. They were looking for something more. They were looking for something more fulfilling, and they're scared. They're scared to just go out there and experiment as a good, God-fearing lesbian would. And so in many ways, the Wonderful World of Women cruise is our way of saying, you can do it. It's really, really fun, and we're going to be having another cruise this coming April. I've picked out a wonderful outfit.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Have you tried this?
No, I haven't, Phil. I don't need to. My sexuality is pretty much intact. But for most straight women who haven't been able to really find happiness with a man, the Wonderful World of Women cruise, and this coming March, Phil, we are going to go on a multi-island visit to the Caribbean. We'll be stopping in Barbados, stopping in Antigua, Key West, and Cancun. I've picked out a really great banana yellow pantsuit with snakeskin boots and a big Panama hat. It's really cute. It's really, really neat.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Well, you have here a husband, or excuse me, a father and mother that don't like you marketing this directly to teenage girls. And
well, teenage girls who are 18 and older.
Okay, but again, you are going after just directly young women.
Because young women need to know that there's a whole world of lesbian fun awaiting them, and you don't have to waste your time with men. Why go through 10, 20 years of heartache when you can get started in the fast lane right now? The fast lesbian lane. The Wonderful World of Women cruise. And can I give our number?
All right, hold on for just a second. We'll get the number later. The Wonderful World of Women cruise. Half lesbian, half straight women. They get together, and it's really liberating. According to Mr. and Mrs. Kiesling, who called our show, their daughter, Laura, was on this cruise, and now she is exploring her new lifestyle with her girlfriend, Lois, who owns a restaurant in San Luis Obispo. 1-800-449-8686. It says here on the brochure, we want women to try things that are fun, and I hear that the lesbian alternative is really neat. Signed, Colleen Kristen Brewster. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. I'm back with Colleen Kristen Brewster, on the go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, sponsoring the Wonderful World of Women cruise, which is a cruise that introduces straight women to lesbians, and you say that it's really a lot of fun.
It really is a lot of fun, Phil.
But what about all of the men out there?
Most women don't know what it's like to be, you know, kissed by a woman. And I think that that is interesting, given the fact that they're really unhappy with the men in their lives. And men have been so clumsy and ham-fisted over the years. It's time for women to go out and explore their sexuality in really the only way that will make them happy, with another woman. Phil, we love our men, but we're tired of their fumbling and their bumbling, and they're looking around and they're searching for G-spots. It hurts. We bleed.
Okay, I got that. I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's embarrassing for them. Why not go out, have the sex that we want with women, and come back and pretend that our husbands are just A-OK studs? I think that's neat. I think that's unique. I really, really think that's the way to go as we enter the 21st century.
Go out and have lesbian sex and make your husband still believe that he's a great guy.
Yeah, because men's egos, they'll fall for it.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Wallace?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes. Ma'am, I respect you.
And besides,
you.
Phil, you don't have to worry about having a bun in the oven.
Hello?
From a fist, you know.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Wallace.
Ma'am, I respect you. I respect you. I hear what you're saying. But I don't hear God nowhere. Nowhere in your conversation.
Well, I don't know what God has to do with it. These are lesbians, and we're talking about field hockey.
Well, that's the whole. That's the whole idea.
What does God have to do with field hockey?
That is the whole idea. You know.
I mean, field hockey.
We have a field hockey pitch on the cruise ship. Look, a man would never think twice about you going to lunch with your girlfriends.
Ma'am.
Yes.
Well, what I'm asking you a question. I'm a young Christian. You know,
Some of the Huskier girls made a poster on our last cruise that said, once you go Bush, you never go back.
Let the man talk, okay?
Give me a chance.
Forget about once you go Bush, you never go back.
Give me a chance.
Go ahead.
I spent 10 years as a Buddhist, studying Buddhist religion. The rest of my life was OD out there.
You spent 10 years as a what?
Listen to me.
As a Buddhist.
Please listen to me. Now I'm more than three and a half years into Christian religion, and women has a responsibility to man, not woman.
We have a responsibility to our men to
take care of them. It's not about sex.
But we don't necessarily have to have sex with them.
It's not about sex and sexual feelings, but that's not what life is about. God did not put us on this earth, you know, about sexual feelings and sexual gratification.
Well, it's not fun for us. So what we do, Wallace, is we go out, we hang out with some Husky girls, we play a little field hockey, throw a football around, have sex until 4 in the morning,
and then come back and make our husbands think that they're just fantastic. I hear you, and I love you, I respect you. But what has happened to your soul?
What's your question?
What is happening to your soul?
Oh, my soul's doing fine.
Well, that's what the Bible says. You know,
the Bible says why?
I try to give you a little of my pedigree. You know, I spent 10 years as a Buddhist. Now
I'm
3.5 years.
Not
now,
10 years into booty. He spent 10 years into Buddhism.
Right. And now 3.5 years
Wallace,
into Christianity.
You just read your Bible and let us girls run off and bowl and do what we do.
But what has happened to your soul?
What happened to my toe?
What's your soul?
Your soul.
You know, Aretha Franklin had soul. Marvin Gaye had soul.
No. Don't even try that.
Don't go there.
That's a different thing.
Don't go there.
That's rhythm. That has to do with rhythm. We talking about your soul.
My soul, as it pertains to who?
God.
Oh, we're back on him.
I gave you my pedigree.
So what are you, like in the dog shows or something?
All right, look, it's, Wallace is trying to ask you about a religious, right, Wallace, religious commentary here.
And I heard Aretha used to dance on the speakers at the Kitty Kitty Lesbo Club in Greenwich Village, so a lot of...
All right, I'm going to go to another phone call. Sam, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Phil. Hi,
yes.
Colleen.
Hi.
Colleen, I'm the biggest lesbian that ever walked. I'm a feminine lesbian, and I'll tell you right now.
All right, our cruise is in March.
I have no desire.
If you give us a call in March, because we're booked right now.
No, she doesn't want to book the cruise.
I have no desire to turn a straight woman to gay, or no desire to have bad sex all night with a straight woman.
You know what?
Who is going to go back to her husband in the morning and tell him that he's all right.
I've talked to a lot of lesbians, and they are totally into turning straight women. Where have you been? It is fun.
No, Phil, I think Phil agrees with me.
It is fun.
I think Phil would not choose to have bad sex with somebody who only sort of wants to have sex with me.
It's called the Wonderful World of Women Cruise. Mr. Henry doesn't have anything to do with this. He's a man. And we're trying to get women unaddicted to sex with men to hang out with a big butch dyke like you, play some touch football.
I'm not a big butch dyke,
You just said you're the biggest lesbian in the world.
I'm sleeping with a bunch of straight chicks.
You're missing the boat. You're missing the boat. You're really out of it. Because the new thing is taking straight women and turning them into buzz-cut, duck-ass dykes.
Okay, hey, Sam. What are you turning your... Hey, Sam. What are you turning your stupid radio up for in the middle of the conversation? You want to hear your voice that bad?
No, I don't.
Then
I
what?
Didn't
it, turn
my
keep
radio
your
ra- at all. It was
turn your radio
thing.
Down,
sorry,
okay? Just turn your radio down.
You see the way Mr. Henry spoke to you, Sam? Why do you want to have anything to do with a man when you can have a lesbian?
She is a lesbian.
Oh.
Hey, Colleen, I wish the best for your cruise.
Look how much fun Anne Hayes had.
Yeah, okay. 1-800-449-8686. Calling Kristen Brewster, talking to us about the Wonderful World of Women cruise, which is going to be taken off again in March. And this whole notion that it's fun for lesbian women to change straight women, where'd you hear that?
A lot of the lesbians that I've talked to on the cruise say that it's kicks, the younger the better, and they just love it. It's different, okay? It's different than hanging around the usual dyke bars and going jet skiing. They think it's fun, and I'm offering this to straight women as an alternative to the boring, dull men that they have to have sex with.
Now, I want to get back to you, okay, one more time. You say that you've never done this.
Done what?
Go lesbian.
I never had to, because I know how to control a man. I know how to manipulate a man. I know how to get a man to do exactly what I want him to do. I got men wrapped around my little finger. But you've got to understand something, Phil. There's a lot of, I don't know how to say this, but a lot of straight women that aren't that cute. And when you're not that cute, a lot of guys aren't interested in being with you, but a lot of lesbians would be. So I think lesbian sex is an alternative for ugly girls.
And
No, it really is. I think if you're ugly and you can't get a guy interested in you, come on our Wonderful World of Women cruise, and you can go out and... You know, play shuffleboard with all the dykes.
Yeah, that's okay. Go out and play field hockey, shuffleboard, jet skiing, and throw a Nerf football around on the Wonderful World of Women cruise. If you're straight, hook up with a lesbian. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Also on the brochure here, it says that the straight women get white wine, and if you're lesbian, you're served alcoholic cider. This is the Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686. And now, Bill Hendry.
So ABC's broadcast television premiere of Saving Private Ryan on Sunday will include an uncut, uncensored version of the film's horrific opening D-Day scene. The network said it would air strict viewer advisories before the movie, which is scheduled for 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The brutal opening scene depicts soldiers being attacked as they land on the beach at Normandy. Oh, really? Gee, I didn't know about that. We realize we're asking our audience, especially parents, to make a viewing decision that requires a great deal of thought and debate, said Stu Bloomberg, ABC Entertainment co-chairman. With this film, Spielberg was committed to showing the true horrors of war alongside its moments of victory and heroism, he said. With this telecast, we're committed to that same goal. Tom Hanks stars in the movie with about a rescue mission to retrieve the sole survivor among four brothers fighting in World War II. Well, I hope that they include all the other horrific scenes in that movie. Does that mean that they're going to edit all of that stuff? Because, frankly, the D-Day stuff is heavy, but that village stuff at the end is almost worse. I mean, there's a scene in that film where an American soldier slowly takes a knife right into his chest from a German who's speaking to him softly in German as he's driving the knife right through this guy's chest. There's also the sticky bomb thing where the guy blows himself to bits. There's the, what? The movie is completely uncut. Good. That's the way they ought to show those movies. I don't watch movies on network television. I don't think anybody that does has got to be out of their mind. Why would you want to see... what was the movie I saw the other day that... and I really loved it. It was that stupid... Oh, The Score. I was watching The Score. I was watching The Score on the airplane. And, of course, on the airplane, they have to edit it. There is a new video game that lets you play Allies or Axis in Storm Normandy. It's a great game, according to Craig Taylor. You can play either the Germans or the... And what, like the outcome is different every time?
Yeah, and you play online.
You play online and everybody's playing online?
It's like a first-person shooter. It's awesome.
You suck. You and your games. Anyway, what the hell, I'm watching The Score on the plane. This is a bitchin' movie. I don't know if you've ever seen it. But it's about a guy who heists a 18th century scepter, a French royal scepter from the customs house in Montreal. This is the plan. And Robert De Niro and Edward Norton are the two thieves who work for the mastermind, Marlon Brando. And De Niro doesn't trust Edward Norton, and Norton's character doesn't trust De Niro, and Norton's character acts like he's got some kind of muscular dystrophy. And the whole movie is really interesting, and I would highly recommend it. The only person who's completely wasted in this movie is Angela Bassett, who plays Robert De Niro's girlfriend, and he's going to give it all up for her, but he's got this one last job to do, and her character's got nothing to do in this movie. It's got nothing to do, her character, nothing to do in this movie, other than look beautiful, and I don't know. But anyway, the movie's really awesome, but I'm watching it on the plane, and they edit out everything, and they cut everything. Who wants to sit there and watch a movie going... Yeah, you know what? You're nothing but a really
mean guy.
Because they're dropping in this stuff that the movie is, you know, AMF this or whatever. He shot me right in the butt. He blew my
private parts
off. Apparently, and you're right about that, Chris, Brando did an entire scene at a table without his pants on just to be... difficult. Frank Oz was the director of the movie, and the reason why, actually, the why he did the scene without his pants on is he wanted to make damn sure the cameraman didn't show any other part of him than chest high. So he did the whole scene. I could care less. I'm like, why would you hire Marlon Brando? He was very good in this movie, but why would you hire a guy like that if he's going to be difficult? But I'm watching this thing beyond that, and all that really cool stuff. Hey, you dirty
guy.
Why in the heck are you doing that to me? Why ought I kick your
butt?
If you watch movies on TV, on commercial television, that's what you get. Why in hell would you want to do that? Get yourself a satellite dish, get yourself HBO, buy yourself a VCR or a DVD player, and get real.
Gosh darn.
It, why are you out there? Why, you dirty
gosh darn
guy? You're really
making me mad.
Sir, those dirty
people
shot me. So ABC makes a decision like, this is fantastic. They did the same thing with Schindler's List back in 96 or 97. They showed it uncut and uncensored. Why would you ever, ever mess with a movie that has such a beautiful historical reason, you know, a wonderful historical view, and it's educational from the standpoint of how well it was crafted, and it teaches you things. I mean, my kids saw, I showed Saving Private Ryan to my two eldest sons. You dirty
mother humper.
And they loved it. They loved it. They thought it was, they had no idea that that's what America was involved in. They didn't know World War II. They didn't know anything about it. And they said, Jesus, this happened? I said, yeah, it happened. Look at this. Look what these guys went through. We have friends, their grandfather and grandmother. There are friends of theirs. One of the guys was at D-Day. And so we had a party one night. I don't know where the hell we were. But this guy, a guy in his 70s, was telling the kids about what it was like to hit that beach, looking at the 75-yard wide swath ahead of him, and he was carrying radio equipment, and he didn't know how large Omaha Beach was, because all he could think of was the 75 yards that, you know, he just was looking straight ahead. He didn't look that way, didn't look that. And he's telling the kids about this. It was fantastic. And they're asking him all the questions because they saw the movie. You know? Especially the part where Tom Hanks calls Tom Sizemore a dirty mother
humper.
1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Here's Joshua. Joshua, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Probably only your geeky guys would be interested in getting at it. There's an online role-playing game where you get up to a certain level with your character, and the object is to get to the point where you're beefy enough so you can buy a bomb and blow up Afghanistan.
There's a new game out like that?
Yeah, it's free. I mean, you got to have like a geeky program to be able to
you
get at
buy,
it.
You buy a bomb and blow up Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just figured you'd be.
That's what the Taliban is saying about us, by the way. They're saying, all you people, all your stuff is like movies. You're all jive. You know? Problem is, we believe it. All right, man, thanks.
Sure.
Is it like Dungeons & Dragons?
Yeah, it's sort of along that line. It's real simplistic, but basically, yeah, you get up to a certain level and you get enough gold and
what's
you buy
the
a bomb and you
what's,
blow up Afghanistan.
What's the website? What's the...
If people looked up the put a search engine for Gameland BBS.
Gameland?
Right.
Okay.
Gameland BBS, and then there's it'll tell you the program you got to get to access it.
Cool. Thanks.
Sure.
Goodbye. Okay, Chris. Craig? Did you get that?
Yeah.
You too, Chris.
I'm all over it.
He's all over that, man. Like white on rice. The Taliban was quoted, I think. Yeah, the entire Taliban. No, the one guy they talked to. I don't know who it was. Mr. Taliban. And it's all the usual stuff, that your soldiers are soft and you guys are used to watching too many cowboy movies and you're used to watching, you know, all of your heroes are in movies and you haven't got one hardcore, hard-ass soldier over there. Why don't you come and fight us like men, all this stuff. Aren't you getting a little tired of listening to these guys? When are they going to drop the big bomb that sucks all the oxygen out of the cave and kills all these guys? And another thing, those Northern Alliance guys are riding freaking horses. I couldn't believe my eyes. They're riding into battle with their Stinger missiles and horses. I guess. If it works, I don't know. At least they're not llamas. At least they ain't camels. So it was wild, man. If you saw that on TV, those guys are going up the side of a hill on horseback like something out of... I was just like straight out of Zulu or something, these 19th century to see that. And overhead streaking the modern 21st century American aerial hardware, sending these daisy cutters and sending all kinds of bombs. I mean, and every day I hear that they're intensifying the bombing and it's getting bigger and harder and tougher and badder and deeper and wider and everything else. And those guys are still hanging on in there, those Taliban guys. They must be in caves and caverns and taverns and bar rooms that we haven't even discovered yet. They must have those holes dug so freaking deep they're shaking hands with you-know-who. If they haven't already. Yeah, the guy with the slanty eyes and the pointed tail. And we're going to keep on dropping those bombs. You know, I'm telling you, it's getting really interesting. Because at some point, you got to back up your talk. Because if you want to get the Taliban out of there, you're going to have to go in there and get them out of there. And at some point, it's going to take guys on the ground, I guess. Hey, I'll be the first one to admit I was wrong. I thought we could go in there, get into those holes, and find those guys and kill them. And maybe we can still do it. But the fact is, I know my people. I know Americans. I know Americans. There's the one thing I do know. It's my country. And Americans, man, they ain't got no attention span for this stuff at all. And most recently, of course, we're reading, well, now the polls are slipping and they're a little tired of the war. That's why I said maybe we need another terrorist attack. Maybe we need a little more anthrax. Maybe we need a little that smallpox to get people back up to speed. Everybody kicking back now with their feet up and saying, well, I don't know whether I'm really in favor of the Afghan war. Take a look at those pictures of those towers burning on September the 11th if you find yourself slipping and sliding a little bit. Get a good picture of them where you see the people jumping out of the windows. Who cares what the rest of the world thinks? Who cares what they think about in Latvia? Who cares whether that guy in Pakistan's telling us, well, you better not bomb during Ramadan because it's really going to piss the Muslims off? Don't you understand that they've pissed us off? Are you getting a message yet, man? We don't care whether we piss them off or not. Hey, they bombing each other during Ramadan, then we get to do the same thing.
Well, you're the infidel.
Yeah, that's us. We're going to bomb, and we'll do whatever the hell it is that we want to do, when we want to do it, and how we want to do it. And if you want to worry about getting anybody pissed off, worry about pissing us off. And on top of that, let's bomb Latvia, too, while we're on the subject. Latvia, Lithuania, Louisiana, all of them. I'm kidding, Louisiana. You're fine people. There's nothing wrong with you that a good daisy cutter wouldn't help. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
What, Mike? Do a what? Oh, I want to mention Priceline.com, the official travel provider of the Phil Hendry Show. What a tremendous, tremendous group of people, a tremendous enterprise, helping us get our hotel and our plane reservations and our cars to and from the airport when we were in New York, as you know. But you should make them your travel provider, too. Priceline.com, with one easy phone call, with one click of the mouse, gives you all the information that you need for any trip that you're thinking of taking anywhere. Priceline.com, the best possible way to get airline tickets and hotel reservations. We stayed at the Waldorf Astoria in New York. We flew the great American Airlines we flew. And it's a hell of an airline. We got cars here and cars there, and we had everything just set up very nicely by the people at Priceline.com. So don't forget them. Priceline.com, the official travel provider for the Phil Hendry Show. By the way, Diet Coke with lemon tastes like Pledge. Okay, my wife bought a 12-pack of that. Love Diet Coke. You guys at Coke, you're great. We love it. We drink gallons of that stuff a week. But that new Diet Coke with lemon, it tastes like freaking furniture wax. Get it out of there. I want the regular stuff, man. I like to drink that Diet Coke, with the caffeine or without the caffeine. I don't care. And I put a squeeze of lemon in that thing myself, okay? I'll squirt stuff in there myself, if you don't mind. Here is Mike on the Phil Hendry Show. Mike?
Hey, Phil, how's it going?
Yes, sir, how are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, man, I agree wholeheartedly with what you were saying about the Taliban. Let's bomb them cats back to the Stone Age.
I didn't say anything of the sort. Jesus, what an idiot. What an idiot. I didn't say anything of the sort. So, in other words, the guy's calling up just to stir up crap. Is that it? Ron Owen said that on his bad radio show in San Francisco, which started all of the talk about bombing the Afghanis back to the Stone Age. I didn't say that. I said that's what we seem to be attempting to do. There's got to be a better way of doing these things. That's all. Here's Steve on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil. You know what I like to do to stay focused and kind of keep my irritation level up? Try to watch at least once a day the video of the attack. And, man, there's nothing.
Okay, thanks. Jesus, man. What a loser. Hey, dude, just because I said it doesn't mean that I'm sitting there with one hand in my lap and the other hand on the remote control going, one more time. I'm just saying, check out the picture of that thing if you find yourself getting to stay focused. I don't have to watch it every day to stay focused. I remember what happened. I remember how I felt, and that's fine, and I go about my life. And, you know, I hope that the Taliban should die, and I hope Osama bin Laden gets his head brought out of a cave. But I ain't sitting there in the basement of the house with my wife walking around upstairs going, Harry, Harry, are you all right? Oh, man. Here is Dan on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, Pepsi's coming out with lemon Pepsi Twist and Diet Pepsi Twist.
Well, that's going to taste like crap, too. So now I got what? I'm going to go to the two different versions of lemon-tasting pledge crap floor wax stuff? Great. Yeah. What, do you work for Pepsi?
No, I saw the commercial today.
Great. Get out much? Where do you work?
All
right, thanks. 1-800-449-8686. You know what I do to stay focused? I watch the video.
Hey, Pepsi's coming out with a lemon twist.
All right, man. Now, you guys are okay. I'm screwing around. Cats are, like, at home watching all the commercials and checking that out. Look at this. Larry King's going to play the piano tonight. Who's that he's sitting next to? You know, Larry, you're married, all right? Can you keep that in mind, this marriage? Maybe, you know, I know you had a few of them, but maybe this time at bat you can keep it in mind. You can remember. Dennis Hopper for Pepsi.
I like the taste of it.
Okay, here is Matt on the Phil Hendry Show. Matt?
Hey, Phil.
Yes, sir.
I think you're probably the most talented guy on radio and maybe on television, too, but something else I like is South Park. I was wondering if you watched it and what you thought of it.
I don't watch South Park. I did, but I don't. And not because I don't like it, because I don't have any time to keep track of all these shows, you know. There's no show that I regularly watch. There's no show that I regularly would watch and say, I used to watch In Living Color. That's the last show that I ever watched on a regular basis, you know. What's that? And The Sopranos. Okay, and The Sopranos. South Park.
Talent or crap?
No, talent. I feel like I have to say that it's talent, although it is. I know, but Craig's telling me it's good, but then Craig, this is the same Craig who, you know, turn me on to, you know, Lemon Pledge Diet Coke. No, I think that definitely the program has created a new appetite for some good satire. I don't know what's going on with it these days. I don't hear people buzzing about it like they used to. Do you still watch it?
I do. It keeps getting better, I think.
Well, my hat's off to those cats, man. But you know what? I'm a Simpsons fan, and I'm a Futurama fan, and I'm a King of the Hill fan, and I can't tell you the last time I watched those shows either.
You got the first season of Simpsons on DVD? Just came out.
It did it really? I score that too, man. I'll get that, and I'll get my Sopranos second season.
Yep.
Hey,
that
did
too.
You see the spinoff South Park in College? Boy, does it suck! I'm just kidding. Okay,
thanks,
sir.
Phil.
Thanks for calling. Bye bye. Doug on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
You?
Yes, sir.
Phil, I just wanted to call and let you know that every single night I've been home on Workman's Comp listening to your show, I've been laughing my damn ass off, dude, every night.
Thanks. What happened?
I got hit by a car up at the dealership I work at. It's just a real freak accident. And
good Lord.
Make a long story short, man. Dude, the humor that you inject over the airwaves into our lives, whether it's public or private, I'll tell you what, man, I get up every day, and I'm glad that there's American people out there like you, man.
Well, thanks, man, but
I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
I'm not American, but thank you. No, I am. Yes, I was born here. Doug, thank you very much, man.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Man,
I hope you feel better.
Yeah.
If you work up, the number one hazard dealing with management's bullcrap. You're right, sir. Phil Hendry Show.